With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and talking now with Ben Smoltzky, who is the Newburyport High School football coach. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Rick.
Well, you know, you're doing well. The team is certainly doing well. And before we talk about this weekend's game, Kyle Gaudette wrote, what a great start Newburyport football is off to this year. It's been quite a while since the Clippers opened up at 5-1. And what's that mean to you personally, Coach, and for the program? Because you guys have played good football this year so far.
It's definitely since Linfield, they bounced back. And it's just, it's one game at a time. You know, the record is good. But, you know, it's just, you know, something that... You know, the record doesn't matter as much right now. It's really week to week, and it's something hopefully they can look back at their record after the season's over and say, wow, we did well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, being in the thick of things, it's really just focusing on Triton right now. But, you know, it is they've done well as a team.
Well,
throughout the beginning of the season. We're more than halfway through the season.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And I know Kyle likes to keep things positive, and we in the media tend to look for that kind of thing to hype it up, you know, for the kids. But I understand that. You're in the middle of it, so probably doesn't mean all that much right now, but the next game does. Coach, tell me a little bit about the outstanding game that Jack Sullivan had on over the weekend.
You know, Jack has been, last he's been playing since sophomore year, varsity running back, but he's electric out there. Just watching him run, sometimes I feel like I'm a fan watching him run. Just with some of the moves he makes, and he's physical, he's quick, he's fast. But also, you know, some credit to the offensive line for him, and you know, the guys on the perimeter, the receivers blocking for him. You know, so it takes all 11 guys for Jack to be able to do what he does.
Well, I know he gave credit to the offensive line, to Kyle Gaudette. And as I ask every week, Ben, I ask the coaches to highlight an offensive lineman or two.
Jack Sherman's the leader of the offensive and defensive line as our captain. But this week, George Looms really stepped up, getting his first varsity start at left tackle. And Dylan Gately, he filled in for our right tackle halfway through the game. He did a good job filling in and helping out.
It looks like from the description of the game that Pentucket is a threat on offense the whole game. Were you able to get some of your younger kids in?
We got in the fourth quarter, we got some of the, you know, younger kids, and try to get those the seniors who play special teams and don't play as much. We got those guys in at the end as well. Some
mm-hmm.
of them.
Good. All right. Now, an overview. Amesbury losing to Linfield, and Linfield, of course, at the top of the heat. How are you looking at the Cal the rest of the way?
I don't know. It's a parody. So week to week. Records don't matter. None of it matters. It's really, you know, every team is a challenge. So it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's you don't know who's going to beat who, or it's just, you know, especially going this weekend to Triton. You know, Triton and Newburyport is always a game. It doesn't matter. Records don't matter. It's because it's a rivalry game.
Okay, Triton has had a tough couple of weeks here. So how are you looking at this game?
Just like I said, going into Triton, anything can happen. I mean, I always think back to this is when Charlie Kalane, Trevor Ward were juniors. We ended up having to go for two-point conversion with a minute and a half left in the game to win the game, and Triton had won a game that year.
Mm-hmm.
Records don't matter. I know the kids at Triton love the rivalry and look forward to playing us, and I know that it's the same on our side as well. We look forward to playing Triton all the time. And it is a trophy game. We have a border battle trophy for this. It's a symbol of where Triton and Newburyport used to be once, and in 1972 it broke off. it separated. All the Salisbury kids and Newbury kids used to go to Newburyport. So it's a lot of history between the two schools.
All right, and this is a home game, yes?
Yes.
All right, okay. Fun time of year, Coach.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Ben, good luck this week. Hope to talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Bye-bye. That's Ben Smolsky, who was the Newburyport High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.